Now look at the second element. Rather than use a second register for the second element, register S1 is used again. This new code starts where the previous code left off. Register S1 is pointing at element 1. Now we create a second element by allocating memory. This new address will be in register V0. This address, the address of the second node, is copied to the link field of the first node. This is done by putting it at the address 4 bytes away from where S1 is currently pointing. Fill in the blank so that this happens. S1 is going to be regarded as a pointer to the current element. The current element will keep changing. So the third section of code needs to change S1 so it now points at the current element, which is the second element. Do this by filling in the blank. Then look at the last part of the code. The second element, the current element, is initialized.